Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The show kind of stinks.
Get to that story out of Lawrence here in just a moment. We may have a little surprise for everybody on this Tuesday afternoon. Not only going from one of our favorite segments to another one, but I found Will Starrett walking around out in the newsroom, just minding his own business, came in to say hi to some people. And I said, do you have time for a quick impromptu jam or no jam?
Don't know why we wouldn't.
I don't know why. If you're going to be here, we might as well play. Hello, my friend. It's good to see your face.
Thank you. It's good to be seen. It's good to see all of you.
What brings you by in these normally sleepy hours for you?
I was in the neighborhood. I'd had lunch with a friend. Late lunch, and I figured I'd check the mailbox and see if there was anything that I'd missed. And it turns out that there was. I actually found a package that was sent to me in September of last year, which
how nice.
Hadn't made its way into the actual mail slot. It was sitting on top of the mailbox.
I keep saying to people, do not send anything here to the station. We have no mail. We have no mail room. We have no receptacle for it, nor delivery system between us. So if you just need to say to the person who sent it, I'm sorry.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say, I really appreciate you sending me this. so long ago that you
need CPR.
You probably forgot that you sent it, but I appreciate it nonetheless. The gesture is fabulous.
All right. Enough of the getting to know each other. You ready to play some jam or no jam?
You know, I am. I'll warn you, my headphones only work in one ear, so this may be a little tricky.
Oh!
Okay.
I feel like this is like the audio equivalent of one hand behind my back is only having one headphone work, but...
Well, let's see how you do. You ready?
I'll do the best I can.
Sam, you got one ready? I got one ready. We'll just do it like we normally do when he's joining us on the phone. So here we go. You get 3/10 of 1 second, as you always do, my friend, and here it comes.
Ooh, Almost Paradise. Mike Reno, Ann Wilson, and Absolute Jam.
Oh, Almost Paradise. We're knocking on heaven's door.
Now, people always say to me, there is no way he doesn't have these in advance.
No.
You and I bumped in the hallway.
He just walked in.
Moments ago, and you cannot see what I'm typing into my computer, can you?
No, I cannot.
All right, you have no idea what Sam is going to play from another room.
That's correct.
Okay, Sam, whenever you're ready, fire.
Oh, that's too easy. Gypsy from Fleetwood Mac, and you know that's a jam. One of their finest.
One of their finest. Very good. I'm getting mine ready right now. You have 3/10 of 1 second, as always, my friend, and here it comes.
Mmm. That one's a little tough.
You need 3/10 more, or do you think you might have it?
No, I think I'm going to need... I think it's a duet of some sort.
It is not.
It is not a duet.
No.
Okay.
Here it comes again. You ready?
Yeah. No idea.
All right. Let me give you 3/10 more.
Okay. Oh, if you don't know me by now, Simply Red. I'm embarrassed I didn't know that. But it's a jam.
I own funny moves. I've got mine.
It's a great song.
I should have known, given your penchant for Simply Red.
I do like the Simply Red.
As do I.
I do like that a lot. Sam, whenever you're ready, you may fire when ready.
Mm. Okay, I know what that is. And I actually like the song. It's going to shock you because it's on paper, it's too hard. That's Jane by Jefferson Starship, which has a Waylon guitar solo. So it's too hard, and yet I like it. So I guess it's a jam.
Wow.
I mean,
wow. On fire.
Are you surprised that I like that?
I'm surprised that you got that. That is way too hard.
Sam always goes obscure and not yacht rock.
Oh, yeah. I dug deep.
Man. Well, I too dug a little deep here. Mm-hmm. I went into the vault on this one. Here is your 0.3 seconds.
Hit me one more time.
Okay.
Oh, I forget the artist. Is it Moving Pictures? What About Me? No, Why Not Me? Or is it What About Me?
If it was, what would it be?
Well, it'd be a jam.
I want to live. You just take more than you give.
That is obscure.
Is it? It's What About Me, isn't
it? What About Me, okay. By Moving Pictures, 1982. Wow. Sam, whenever you are ready, you're up.
Gonna need a little more there. Oh, Make It With You from Bread. That is a baby making jam.
Oh, a baby maker.
You don't know me well.
I mean, you know it is, right? Like, I mean, can we agree that like a solid 2/3 of all babies conceived in 1970 had that as the soundtrack to the act?
Had to have been.
Yes.
It's very direct.
Here's one from Dana. I'll give you only this one hint.
You don't even need a hint.
This was a number one hit.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
Is it Elton John?
No, it's
Dana?
Not Elton John. It's not Elton.
I mean, you understand why I asked this.
I totally understand.
Hit me with it again.
Okay, all right. I was just trying to get one.
I've got one ear tied behind my back.
I know. I was just trying to get one past the goalkeeper. Hang on. Here it is.
Ooh. Need a little more.
Okay.
Is that When I See You Smile from Bad English?
What if it was?
Considering the cackle, I know instantly that it is. I know 100% that it is because Dana's over here cackling about it. It's a jam.
All right, we got time for two more real quick. Sam, whenever you are ready, my friend.
Oh, that's too easy. That is way too easy. That is the Yacht Rock National Anthem, known as Sailing by Christopher Cross.
Fantasy.
Epic jam.
Epic jam. All right. We got to get to a quick break, but we got one more, my friend. It's so good to see you, man.
It's good to see you.
God, it's good to see you in person. Here is your last one on this impromptu jam or no jam on this Tuesday afternoon. Here it is.
Oh, I know what that is. That's I Still Believe by Brenda K. Starr, which is a jam.
We got to do one more. I want you to pull this one up.
You know that I am not the desperate type.
That is a stone cold jam, and I'm adding that to my playlist right now.
Well, it's probably on Cool and Easy.
While we're talking about playlists, Mr. Starrett, do you put your jams on a playlist?
I have.
Text line is asking.
I have actually assembled three different ones by decade, 70s, 80s, 90s.
Well, of course you did. Of course. I mean, yeah. How else would you have done it?
And it's called what, Will?
I think it's called Certified Jams 70s, Certified Jams 80s, and Certified Jams 90s.
Here's your last one. Are you ready?
Sure. You are speaking my language of Piano in the Dark by Brenda Russell, which is such a jam.
Unbelievable.
That was mine, Will Starrett.
Bless you.
It's good. Good to see you, man.
It's good to see you. Thanks for having me.
God bless you. All the best to you. That's Will Starrett, ladies and gentlemen, one of two anchors on Kansas City's Morning News here on KMBZ. Story here from Channel 41 at KSHB.com. It's out of Lawrence. What's next for gymnastics in the Lawrence School District is now up in the air. See what they did there? Hillary Jones, the mom of a Lawrence High School gymnast, says not to have a program is going to be tough, and it's not fair to have it taken away from us. The idea of ending the gymnastics program at Lawrence High and Free State is not scoring well with those closest to the sport. Says Mom Jones, sports are so important for being active in school, and if that's somebody, one thing that's being taken away, it's just tough. And I really hope that they do see and understand and open their eyes to what they're feeling, what the athletes and coaches are feeling.
I have gotten multiple emails from listeners about this, Scott. It is a very popular sport in Lawrence. They won state.
Free State High School
won
state. Yep.
And it happens to be very expensive.
The Lawrence School District has advanced a proposal to end gymnastics at both Lawrence and Free State High Schools. Free State won the 6A state title a year ago. Says Katrina Farrow, the Lawrence High School gymnastics coach, a lot of this feels like lip service, and it doesn't feel like they value who we are as a program. In fact, Coach Farrow joining us, goes by Coach Cat, joins us on the KMBZ hotline. Coach, good afternoon. Welcome.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having us.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Dana and Parks. And one of the first questions I had, Coach Cat, when I read this story, I'm going to be honest, I was surprised any high school even still had gymnastics. I kind of view it like hockey and lacrosse, where it is super expensive and in many cases parent-funded. Is gymnastics still a thing around the high schools that most high schools have, or is Lawrence an outlier?
Yeah, that's a great question. Thank you for bringing that up, because I know that typically one of the biggest things is it can be a very expensive sport, which makes it very unique that we offer it at a high school level. Before I moved here from the Seattle area, I primarily coached clubs, and so I didn't even know that they had high school programs. So it really is a merriment of, say, things like soccer or football. You get to play with your classmates, or, you know, you get to compete with your classmates, but you have the opportunity to practice at a club or a rec level, given your coaching staff. And yeah, we actually have quite a broad program here in the state of Kansas. We've got the five Olathe schools, the five Shawnee Mission schools. We've got Emporia. We've got Newton. And it's a really very competitive program. And the biggest thing for us is, because we have it at high school, it kind of really hits on the equity. It makes it accessible to people who wouldn't ever have the chance to have a gymnastics program. And that's really a big thing that the Lawrence School District has been trumpeting, is equity. And that's exactly what we do here, is we offer gymnastics. Like, we all watch Simone Biles in the Olympics.
Yeah.
And you can watch right here in Lawrence, Kansas, Olathe, Shawnee Mission, Newton and Emporia. You get to see local gymnastics, and it's very exciting that it's actually not that expensive to operate. Once you have all the equipment, most of it's paid for.
the story in on 41 Action News' report says the district estimates it'll save about $32,000 in coaching expenses, transportation, new equipment, et cetera. But you make the argument in that story, those are the normal costs for any high school sport anyway.
Right. So for me, I actually got in coaching with LHS girls varsity soccer. That's how I met the coaches for gymnastics. So I've been an assistant for 3 years, and now I'm head coach. This is my third year. And yeah, so I think a lot of things, once you have the space, which we do have, once we have the storage, which we do have, and we already have the staffing. So for all three coaches, for myself, head coach, and my two wonderful assistants, Coach D and Coach Jamie, our entire salary for the season is under $10,000. Oh. So when I guess the thing that kind of felt backhanded to me is that a report was made on what it costs, and A, I've never been told what it costs. B, nobody asked me how much upgrades we need, what equipment we needed, and if we needed anything. So it would have been helpful if somebody had asked the head coach of the program what we think we needed and what might be needing to come up in the future. And nobody asked me.
Coach Kat, are the girls who compete at the high school level also able to compete at the elite level, or do they have to choose one or the other in or out of season?
That's what's been really interesting about, again, like I said, coming from clubs through high school gymnastics is the ability that we're able to cater to in our program. We are a no-cut sport. We are all inclusive, so we've got women of color, we've got students with exceptionality, all these range of things, but we have girls that stepped away from club because of burnout. Club can be very high pressure, and it can pose a lot of, well, they're done with gymnastics, and I can't tell you how many parents and athletes are thrilled to say, wait, there's gymnastics, I don't have to do it at that crazy high pressure, but I can still compete at a high level.
Yes.
I mean, we've got athletes like Eden Kingery. She's at a D2 school, you know, up north right now, still killing it from LHS. We've got Talia Gay, who won all around beam and bars last year. We've got Paris Spotted Tail from LHS, who won vault and floor last year. So we took all gold last year. And they quit club. They were used to be club, and they quit, and they came back, and they were able to do the work themselves and to put in the time and effort to be at this very elite level where they, you know, Talia could have stepped into
sure.
elite level and gone on to college.
And Coach Kat, last question, because we're up against a break here. Can the parents band yeah. together and save this, or is this done?
Absolutely. No. And I think that was the hardest thing was we were told in our meeting with our ADs and Rick Henry above them that we were done. And now they're saying that we weren't done. So we just need to figure out what it is, because this is absolutely a program worth saving for many reasons. But number one, the girls, the athletes, and our program, because they're incredible. And they just need to come out and see us.
Coach Katrina Farrow, the head gymnastics coach at Lawrence High School, thank you for your time. Do appreciate you calling in.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for the airtime.
You bet. We're going to open up the phone lines on that one, 576-7798.
What do you do? What do you do when a school says it's cost too much?
Your kid's sport costs too much.
I'm with the coach on this one. I think they should be able to save this, Scott.
576-7798. A quick break for the news. We'll get to your calls, your comments in just a moment. The Lawrence School District is on the verge. They have one more meeting to make a decision of canceling the high school gymnastics programs at both Lawrence and at Free State. 576-7798. We'll get to your calls, your comments in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Step by step. Ooh, baby. Gonna get to you, girl. Step by step.
Yeah. Song so 80s. Welcome back. Good to be with you. We're talking about the story out of KSHB.com where Lawrence High School and Free State High School are one meeting away from losing, one meeting of the board away from losing their gymnastics program. And until we talked to Coach Farrow, I must confess I didn't know that there were gymnastics programs in the Olathe District, which apparently there are, in the Shawnee Mission District, which apparently there are.
I would suggest, though, that they are the exception to the rule, and that is too bad because there are so many girls who would love to compete, but not just the financial end, Scott, of having a gymnast at the elite level where you're getting up at 4:30 in the morning, doing all of your workout and training, then you're going to school, and then you are training after school. We have a friend whose daughter went through that, and it is beyond. They train like they're Olympians, mm-hmm. and they travel, and it is extremely expensive. And so the high school, for offering this, is doing a great service to some of these girls who, A, maybe were tired of traveling, maybe were tired of the
getting up at 4:30 in the morning,
exorbitant yeah. cost and getting up, and also the wear and tear on these bodies.
Yeah. And I can only speak from my own experience, and that is as a youth soccer coach, how many kids we have sent up to the elite who wanted to try out elite, who two or three seasons later will come back and say, it was nice, but I'm burned out.
Yep.
That it, you know, for some kids, going to that elite yeah. level of their
that
sport.
I enjoy it. I want to keep moving down the line here.
But I don't feel like doing it 5 days a
yeah,
week.
Yeah, I don't want this to be more than a full-time job at age 16.
And I love what Coach Farrow said, that their program is no cut. Anybody who wants to be on the gymnastics team yep. is on the gymnastics team. Jennifer in Raymore. Jennifer, hello. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Parks, how are you guys today?
Hi, good.
Well,
go
thank
ahead.
You.
Well, I have a 13-year-old, and she's in gymnastics, and we actually have competition coming up this weekend, and we're actually in the Raymore School District, and, you know, it'd be really nice if they had it out here, too. It allows the girls
oh.
with the group, and, you know, it allows them to get that experience in front of coaches for college.
Here's the other deal, Jennifer. If they already have the equipment, which is incredibly expensive, the schools in Lawrence already have the equipment. Half the battle is just the cost of the parallel bars and the mats and the pommel horse and all of those things. Why, if you already have the equipment, throw all that out to the curb? I would say let the parents in some form or fashion self-pay the way they do for lacrosse. The way they do for cheer, yep. my God, what we pay for cheer. And the way we do yep. for some of the other sports.
That's right. And if you look at it, you know, they're learning teamwork. They cheer each other on. They don't tear each other down. They're actually lifting each other up. And they, because they're with each other so much, they become like a family. And you know, something that my daughter really loves about her gymnastics. And, you know, for a 13-year-old to be looking at college already where she wants to go is just amazing. But, yeah, we spend a lot of time in the gym, and it's expensive. And there's been days where we've had to think about, you know, pulling her out, unfortunately. You know, so it would be amazing if she could have it at her college. And I hope they win. I hope they get to keep it.
Jennifer, thank you for the call. Let's go to JC and his daughter, Ann, calling in from Lawrence. Hello, JC.
Hi, JC.
Hey, guys. I'm a parent. My daughter, Ann, is a freshman at Free State High School. And this has just been, we've been blindsided by this and devastated. And I have personally seen the value of this program for my daughter and all the other girls on the teams in Lawrence. It's really amazing. And I'll let Ann also speak up if you want to talk to her.
Yeah, did Ann compete before, JC, or Ann, either one of you, or was high school her first introduction to this?
Hi, it's Ann. So I've been doing gymnastics pretty much my whole life. And in March 2020, when the pandemic happened, my season got cut short and I wasn't able to do gymnastics for about a year and a half. I found out there was a high school program at the high school that I went to, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to join. I joined. It was honestly one of like the best couple months of my life, being able to compete with my friends and having teammates at school that I can talk with. It was amazing, honestly. And I'm just like really devastated that it's like being cut.
And do most of the girls who compete on the team also compete at the elite level on other teams, or is it a mix where some girls just do the high school program?
It's mostly, I'm pretty sure there's no club girls or the elite level who also do high school, so we're all just doing the high school level.
Good.
Well, Ann, best of luck. I'm sure you're well aware when the next meeting is, and I'm sure you guys are going to be there.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, right. JC, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Can we talk about cost for a little bit? If they remove this and the girls choose to go to a private, you know, gymnastics facility, is cost an issue? I have always heard it's just extremely expensive at that level to compete.
It is a high cost. It's about it's at least $6,000 a year per athlete for a local club.
And so, would the parents not be willing? I guess this is my question: to pay a fraction of that to keep it in the high school.
Well, the parents actually don't have to. We have not been able to host a meet locally in Lawrence due to district rules. However, we have all the equipment, the space, and hosting meets is quite a moneymaker for the district. So all we have to do is host one or two events a year, and the program is paid for.
Why haven't they been able to host a meet? Is it just because, or is there a facility question?
We have all of the equipment needed, and all of our coaches have emailed the district, and they just refused to let us have a meet.
Yeah, so I don't know why, what the reasoning is or was behind it, but I mean, that's something that we've talked about and we want to bring up, obviously, to the school board, is that this can be a profitable program for the school district. Just let us do a couple meets.
Well, JC and Ann,
best of luck. Best of luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, both of you, be well. Jacob in Overland Park. Jacob, hello.
Hey, you know, this doesn't happen often, and I know from past experience these words taste terrible, but I think I'm going to have to say I agree with Dana and let the parents subsidize this thing. Because I'll tell you, I'm just a taxpayer. I don't have kids. But I do recognize the value of being in a very desirable, you know, school district. And I say, let them, if they want to pay, let them pay.
But Jacob, to your argument, in other sports, do the athletes have to pay if you're on the football team, the gear is for the most part free. Obviously, you have to pay for your own shoes, but you get the padding and the helmet for free. The field is provided free of charge to the student because the parents already pay for it with their taxes.
When I played in high school, we would upgrade the helmets and the shoulder pads and everything ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we did not.
I come at this with compassion for the girls and the parents because I had two girls on cheer. My daughter's the captain this year as a graduating senior, and we self-pay for a lot of it. And
the uniform?
Yes.
You pay for your own cheer uniform?
Yes.
Huh.
And the travel. And, you know, state and regionals are sometimes in Omaha. Nationals are in Florida.
Now, is that sanctioned through the school, though, or is that through a different program?
Sanctioned through the school, but it is parent-funded in the way that lacrosse is parent-funded, in the way that I think some – I'm trying to think of some of the other sports, help me out here, that are parent-funded. So they are acknowledged by the district – they are supported by the district, but financially you're on your own.
You're talking about competitive cheer, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it's an entire separate entity. You're essentially paying to go into the elite side of it.
To go to Florida and – I mean, the school district can't be expected
correct
to pay for that kind of a charge.
Correct. But we even pay for the uniforms. And so the coaches in a lot of these – arenas are contracted employees. You heard them say they make less than $10,000 a year to do it. This has to be your passion if you are sure one of these coaches. You're not getting some huge fat salary like some of the more crowd drawing.
The football coaches.
Let's just name it. The football coaches are making.
Yeah, but they're also getting.
They also bring butts into the seats.
Couple thousand people to every game.
I get it. But if the parents can somehow. They already have the equipment. They already have the space. What is there left to pay except for uniform costs? You know, like that's how we do it with cheer. Have the parents pay for the uniforms. Is it
But hang on with the cheer for a second. I just want to make sure I understand. With the competitive cheer, you guys kind of foot the tab on that, but the kids are going to Florida, they're going to Texas, whatever. The cheerleaders at the football game on a Friday night.
Yes.
Are those uniforms that the cheerleaders wear provided by the school?
No.
Wow.
And it is not inexpensive.
Huh. 576-7798. Bill, Nan, the others. Hang tight. We got a full board. We'll get to everybody here in just a moment here on Dana and Parks. All right, we'll grab a couple more calls, wrap this up about the gymnastics program in the Lawrence School District, which may be on the verge of extinction. Coming up in just a few moments, what the Bonner Springs Police Department did learn when a camel was on the loose in their city over the weekend. They learned something very important about camels. We'll get to that in just a moment. But first, Nan in Independence. Hello, Nan.
Hi-ho, guys.
Hi-ho.
I don't nor have I ever had a gazelle in this race. But I've been listening, and my main question is I keep hearing that they can't afford to do this. So are they not obliged or can they not be made obliged to lay out on paper what it is that is so exorbitant that they not only can't afford it, but don't want to entertain anything else put on the table? What is this exorbitant cost?
$32,000 or $36,000 per year.
Which I don't agree with. I think that's an inflated number to pad what the district wants to do.
Needs to be laid out. Why is it 32? And why is it beyond their scope compared to everything else they pay for? And if, like back in my day, PTAs raised money for things. Apparently now it's more parental run without a PTA, but there were answers. So something else is there something hidden behind this that they're trying to
out? I don't know that we want to get controversial and nefarious about it in that regard, but I appreciate the call. Bill and Baser, you get the last word on this one. Hello, Bill.
Hey, guys, and hey, thanks for taking my call. Appreciate you guys.
Anytime.
You know, one of the things that we talk about throughout this country is, you know, public school, private school. So one thing to consider is when public schools start doing away with some of these programs and these kids, you know, it's important to those kids, they start pushing parents and kids to look at private schools that offer those programs that are important to their kids. My daughter went to public school all the way through her freshman year, and then we pulled her out of public and put her in a collegiate school that offered a sport that she, you know, was not elite in, but close to a lead in.
Yeah.
For opportunities, and you know, she ended up going. You know, we were in Virginia, and she ended up going to KU. You know, because of her ability, and because the public school wasn't offering what she.
Bill, we lost you, but thank you for the call. I would be remiss if I did not mention coming out of a story about Lawrence. Any Lawrence KU parent knows this. The flu is back. And so if for no other reason, if you remind everybody to mask up right now, I'm not getting into a COVID debate. The flu is back. I talked to my pharmacist today about it. I want to give you a couple of numbers because it has flown through my daughter's area where she lives and my son's, who currently has the flu.
You're talking about regular flu, not
COVID. Regular old flu. During the 2019 year before COVID, 38 million people in the United States got sick with the flu. There were 22,000 deaths in 2019. In the United States, 22,000 deaths from the flu. During the COVID year, when we were all locked up inside and masking up, that dropped to 748 deaths. We went from 22,000 to 748. They are now saying the flu is back. And we are unlikely to see that low, as bad as 748 deaths were in the COVID year. We are unlikely to see that low number anytime again soon.
We close out this hour in Bonner Springs, where Sergeant Heather Pate, who's the public information officer there, says it is not unusual for a stray animal to get loose on the streets of Bonner Springs, usually cattle or horses. But Sergeant Pate says a camel, which they had over the weekend, is a little bit on the different side. Her words. But you may be wondering, what did they learn from all of this? They learned a very important lesson. Says Sergeant Pate, we learned that camels can run 40 miles per hour.
Did you also hear, because we touched on this yesterday, we were like, who owns a camel? Apparently, the camel in question escaped from a live nativity scene.
Yeah, the live nativity scene at the Agriculture Hall of Fame Christmas light drive-thru thingy. They were loading up the camel, trying to take him home, and he decided that he didn't want to get in the trailer.
My husband just posted this in front of a Walgreens at a very busy intersection.
Look at him go.
That camel is on the run.
Doop, da-doop, 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 da-doop. Here I go down K7. Doop, da-doop.
It's running through a red light.
Here I go, right past the McDonald's.
When we come back on Dana and Park, speaking of livestock, you can now buy one in a vending machine? I'll tell you why straight ahead.
Well, I walk into the room, passing out $100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of crown.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameTip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.